Hello once again, DXers. Phil Wayne back in the saddle once again with another Market Scope, venturing across the broadcast bands in Birmingham with guest host Dale Hamm. Now, since we have 15 AMs to squeeze into our small segment, let's get into it. Dale, it's all yours.
This is Dale Hamm, Birmingham, Alabama. This will be a band scan of the AM and FM stations of the Birmingham area, beginning with WZZK, a 5,000-watt station on 610.
This year,
WZZK, FM 105, wishing you and yours the very best of the holidays. Happy holidays from our family to yours, WZZK.
You're playing racquetball.
FM 105, WZZK.
WZZK, is it still over? Randy Travis at 3:46 with Jay Michaels reminding you that
Birmingham's country favorite, WZZK.
WZZK meteorologist Mike Royer reminding you when severe weather strikes, we'll keep you up to date around the clock with the information you need on Birmingham's number one station for music and news.
WZZK, WZZK, FM, Birmingham.
The next one is on 690 WVOK, it's 50,000 watts.
Santa Claus.
Spread the word. Tell your friends we're playing the oldies right here on AM 690 WVOK. Gary Puckett, the Union Gap, as we roll them back to back. Good time rock and roll from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Oldie station, AM 690, WVOK.
Playing Gary Puckett, that's the Union Gap, and it's from our compact disc player, Lady Willpower, here on Rock and Roll Wednesday. Hi, this is Pat Clark.
Talk with Russ and Dee on the Fine Line. Tonight, 7 to 9 on AM 690, WVOK. We have a little bit of that British Invasion stuff right now. Pat Clark checking out of here. Hope you have a great Wednesday night tonight. See you on the radio tomorrow. Here's the Hollies. AM 690, WVOK, Birmingham, your oldies station.
Station I have is just a brief ID. It's an all gospel 1,000 watt daytime station on 760 in Moody, Alabama radio station WURL.
You're listening to WURL 760 AM, making a world of Total Christian Radio, WURL, where you are loved.
The next station is WYDE on 850. It is a 50,000 watt station. It is not on 24 hours a day. It's on about 20 hours a day, I think. It is also all religious gospel.
Before I leave, I'd like to say good evening to Beverly Dickerson, also to Mike O'Bear. He called me a little bit earlier today. And, of course, Justin Smith. I wanted to say good evening to all of you, and thank you for tuning in to Watt 85. And I got a special hello going out to Brother Grover. So we appreciate you listening in to Watt 85. And may the Lord bless you as you go to and fro. Bless you going in and you're going out, coming in and going, you know. I got to get out of here. It's been such a blessing being here with you today. Brother Mark Phyllis is up at 7 o'clock, and I'll see you tomorrow at noon.
The pop.
positive alternative. Wide 85, WYDE, Birmingham.
Next one is WATV on 900.
The correct Gruen precision time is 7 o'clock.
WATV 900 Birmingham.
The next station is WERC. It's all news talk type format, 5,000 watts day, 5,000 watts night.
The Tim Lennox Show, new and improved, gentle to the skin, and containing no chemical additives.
And we want to thank you sincerely for making AM 960 WERC a part of your plans, driving home or at home already, preparing dinner or having dinner served to you, whichever it may be. Thanks a lot for making us part of the...
But I hope you'll reconsider it. I'm Bruce Williams. This is TalkNet.
Your news and information station, AM 960, WERC, Birmingham.
From the AM 960 WERC News Center, I'm Carl Daniels.
The next station is WPYK, which is on 1010. It's a daytime station only with 5,000 watts.
Listen to AM 1010, your all-American country, WPYK. I want to remind you to listen to Punky Ken, currently in all-American country. We've got cloudy skies and 59 degrees, cooling off out there just a little bit. In AM 1010, here's Reba McEntire. Here is Reba McEntire, and I'll be home for Christmas. You stay tuned for the news coming your way at 4 o'clock here on AM 1010, your all-American country.
The next station I have is on 1070 WAPI. I believe they're 50,000 watts a day and about 5,000 watts at night. So here's WAPI.
There goes my everything. That's Engelbert Humperdinck. Well, there goes the entire show. It's all over. Boy, the time went by so quickly, and hope you enjoyed the music as much as I enjoyed playing it for you. And we're going to close now with the classic Christmas tune. This is the biggie, and it's Irving Berlin's recording of White Christmas. Not his recording, but the Bing's recording of it. Bing Crosby with the Ken Darby Singers. White Christmas.
Merry Christmas from WAPI, 1070, Birmingham.
The next station is on 1220, WAYE.
To join me again tomorrow night from 5 till 9 p.m. for the best in anointed gospel music at Love 1220, WAYE. I love you, Birmingham, and be blessed.
Let that day go by.
WAYE, 1220 AM, Birmingham.
For the next 60.
The next station is on 1260. They are a 24-hour station at night. I think they decreased to about 250 watts and cannot be heard here. It's 1260 WCRT.
I chase the brightest butterfly of love.
All of these WCRT. Bob Lind and Elusive Butterfly. Right before that, Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad. And Herman's Hermits did There's a Kind of Hush. Here's Shirley Ellis on your oldie station.
The name game.
We're Birmingham's oldies channel, 1260 WCRT.
Channel.
CRT. Bruce Chandler with the greatest hits of all time. Something happening here. It ain't clear. Buffalo Springfield.
Something.
WCRT Birmingham. We play the classic hits. The Magic City's favorite music. All oldies, all day. From the CNN.
The next one I have is WAGG 1320.
I tell you, your love keeps lifting me higher and higher. I like that. Bo Williams this evening at Praise 1320 WAGG, the people's choice to hear God's voice. I'm Reverend Ron.
Next is on 1400 WJLD.
Yes, I can agree with that. She's my kind of girl, too. Nice, full-figured girl. Some nice big legs and nice, round, pretty face. Yeah, I could go for that. 20 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock with Keith Reed, Heart and Soul, WJLD with Face, Baby Face. And don't forget, K, 25 after the hour. And don't forget, if you need a place to get away, how about a nice hideaway? Mom and Son's Hideaway. 30 for the hour with Marvelettes, Keith Reed, Heart and Soul, AM 1400. You know, we're WJLD.
Next station in the Birmingham area is WSMQ on 1450.
WSMQ, Bessemer, Alabama, 1450 on your dial.
They don't have very much live programming. They mostly just country type music format from satellite, and that's about it on there. The next station is 1480 WLPH, which is in Irondale. By the way, when you hear this ID, there is nothing wrong with your tapes.
You're in tune with AM 1480 WLPH Irondale. Praising our Lord from sunrise to sunset.
O'clock, Brewing Precision Time at WLPH. And for a weather update, it's going to be mostly cloudy throughout the afternoon with a 20% rain chance for tonight. Mostly cloudy also with a 40% chance for showers. Today's high near 70, tonight the low 55. Right now it is... What degrees is it right now? Oh, let's see. It is 62 right here on WLPH.
AM 1480, WLPH, Irondale. Birmingham's oldest gospel station, WLPH, Irondale.
Okay, the next station this area is on 1500 from the city of Alabaster, WGTT.
Praise the Lord, friends. Lulu Roman, Ricky Skaggs, and Sharon White this evening at WGTT. The Joneses and Amazing Love. Amazing Love, done for you by the Joneses this evening right here at WGTT. Alabaster Church of God. Pleasant good evening to you, friends. It's 6 o'clock. You're tuned to Alabama's best gospel music station, WGTT, Alabaster, Alabama.
It's the last one in this area that I cannot pick up my radio receiver, although I can with other radios, is on 1540 WRSM. It is in the city of Summerton.
So, from gospel to country, from news to CHR, Birmingham's AMs do offer a diversity of formats. Dale, thank you so much for your help. We'll see you back here next month with a look at the FM side. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne, and now, the man without a home. Have radio, will roam, John Bowker.
Thanks, Phil. And now comes Historical Moments in Radio. Hello again, I'm John Bowker, and this month we're going to talk a bit about some of the stations that have signed on the air during the months of July over the years, and we'll reflect on a major issue that was being discussed just 10 years ago this month. But first, I want to tell you about a famous man, a broadcaster to his very core. He was heard every week on WRNY during the 1920s. Hugo Gernsback, a fascinating chap who published books and magazines during the early years of broadcasting. And I recently ran across an editorial of Mr. Gernsback's in the October 1926 Radio News magazine. And a portion of it reads as follows. Just 2 months ago, the Department of Commerce announced that it did not have authority over radio broadcast stations. This startled the entire community. It went on to say anyone desiring a license has a right to do so, and the department will issue a license to all who apply. The department has no authority to select wavelengths, nor to prescribe the power with which broadcasters operate. Stations are free to change their frequency or power. Well, Mr. Gernsback editorializes that, as of that writing in October 1926, a small number of stations had changed their wavelengths, but no such thing as the chaos or anything resembling it had occurred, as had been predicted by the press earlier. The stations that moved did so because they had been assigned to one of the more crowded wavelengths by the Department of Commerce earlier, and they were simply moving to a less crowded wavelength. But Mr. Gernsback points out there was a fundamental difference why there was no chaos. He reflected on the fact that the Department of Commerce had been in the process of handling about 600 applications for new stations when, by its own announcement, it put itself out of the radio regulation business. But in fact, only about 30 new stations, Mr. Gernsback points out, will be built in the next year because of the extremely high costs involved. It costs anywhere from $75,000 upwards to operate a first-class station efficiently, and no one's going to risk that much capital unless he has a pretty clear idea of what can be done with the station. The main problem to the law firms, then, stems from the Radio Act of 1912 that said, in part, that no willful interference shall be created to any radio communication. Now, this means that if a new station comes on the air and thereby limits the range of an existing broadcasting station, it's likely that the earlier operator will bring libel suit to have the newcomer put off the air. It is my conclusion, writes Mr. Gernsback in October 1926, that there is still room for new stations in Alaska or the state of Nevada or perhaps a few others without fear of causing interference. But otherwise, it's almost impossible to set up a new station today without trespassing on some other station's rights. Well, that's all we're going to excerpt from Mr. Gernsback's editorial at this time, but he succeeded in stirring action among broadcasters that led to the Radio Act of 1927, and that created a regulatory body called the Federal Radio Commission that did have the authority to regulate wavelengths and power of broadcasters, but more on that another time. You know, it occurs to me that it's been just 10 years since we heard anything about providing room on the dial for more AM stations in this country by changing the spacing between stations to 9 kilohertz instead of 10 kilohertz, as has always been the case in the United States. Of course, throughout Europe and most of Asia, the medium wave stations are spaced at 9 kilohertz intervals, and presumably there's little outcry to expand their frequency fidelity to the U.S. condition, so it might have worked. But you'll recall that the FCC decided instead to expand the radio dial above 1600 on the dial to provide room for more AM stations, and that's why today the dial extends to 1700. The fact that there aren't any broadcasting stations above 1600 is a mere technicality, or maybe confusion. I'm trying to be kind. Well, now, July has certainly been a prolific month for the startup of new commercial broadcast operations. Stations such as KWYZ in Everett, Washington, WQDY in Calais, Maine, stations from Beaumont to Baltimore came on the air during July. But nowhere has the reception been greater for a new air voice than in the city at the bend of the river, the modern-day home of jazz and Cajun cooking and some of the best coffee in the world, too. That's when WDSU signed on the morning of July 23, 1923, to extend New Orleans sounds throughout greater Mid-America, now known as WQUE, by the way. For Historical Moments in Radio, I'm John Bowker.
It's time now for our Musings from Members column. These are the thoughts of the NRC members and do not necessarily reflect those of the National Radio Club, its publishers, or editors.
Fred, this is Don Wilkerson back with you again, and I've got my subscription in for the DX Audio Service, not for 1 year, but for two now, and I'm so glad to be back with y'all, and I've missed listening to you, but I got my subscription for this year, and I'm going to get all the back issues for this year, and then next year, I'll be paid up. So we'll be right back with you, reporting new stuff as it goes along here. There is a new station on in Moundsville now, WZAO, which is gospel. It's sort of contemporary. They operate from the ZBN, our CBN network. And I just wanted to let you all know how happy I am to be back with you. And I love the DX Audio Service. There was never any problem there. I've always enjoyed it and always will enjoy it. So you guys take care, and we will be talking to you on future issues, I'm sure. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, Fred and fellow DXers. This is Victor Schmidt of Silver Spring reporting. I would like to turn the tables and do a little bit of FM and TV DX. First of all, on May 12th, Mother's Day, the band was wide open. I received all the Philadelphia channels and several FM stations from Philadelphia, Wilmington, Delaware area, clear. A couple of days later, I received all the Richmond TV stations and a few of the FM stations. During this time frame, I saw several E-layer skips. I received my usual TV stations from Omaha, Lincoln, Nebraska, Duluth, and Mason City, Iowa on Channel 3. On Channel 2, I believe I got St. Louis, St. Joseph, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So the E-layer skip is on. I also got a Channel 3 in Tampa on May 27th for about half an hour. It'll be interesting to see if other members of the club have received similar TV stations from their areas, and has anyone ever gotten any Washington, D.C. FM or TV stations? In closing, I would like to say a special hello to Pat Cassidy. Yes, I do remember you from the Maryland School. You and I did DX a lot together. Both of us had to tell the house mother off because she assumed that pulling in distant stations would put a strain on the tubes. I wonder if any other club members have heard that from other relatives when they DX'd. Pat, give me a call. I'm in the Silver Spring phone book. The information operator can give you my number. Just in case my number is allowed to be on this service, I'll give it to you now. 301-589-7052. Call between 7 and 9 p.m. during the week and any time during the weekend. Happy DX, and I'm looking forward to hearing from other club members on their experiences on how they received FM and TV signals. This is the summer months now. I am now concentrating on these bands. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Fred. This is Tom Likens for the DX Audio Service on June 7, 1991. First of all, the gentleman who wanted to know the name of the instrumental on the John Bowker about, the name of that is Down Yonder, D-O-W-N-Y-O-N-D-E-R. I have a vocal of that and the same instrumental on a 78. Secondly, I'm surprised that people think that the GE Super Radio is a great receiver for DXing. I find it only to be average at best. No way does it compare with my Hammerlin HQ129X or Helicrafter SX42 or the Kenwood TS440. And the only way that one can really determine how good a radio is DXing in the daytime. There's no way that you can really determine how good it is at night. It's in the daytime when the band is basically shot all ground wave that you can determine how it is. So that's the mark of a receiver. But the problem is with the super radio, as far as I'm concerned, is on FM, the separation between channels is not nearly as good as it is on, the Panasonic RF2200. And I don't like the way the thing tunes. When you tune the dial, it tunes just too slowly. Audibly, it's a good radio, but it is not by far a DXer's radio, even with an inverted V on it up about 60 foot at the apex. So, you know, I think that people are being misled, or either they have not ever had a good radio to DX on. The other question you asked, my three favorite AM stations in this area are WCMI, WIRO, WCMI being in Ashland, Kentucky, WIRO in Ironton, Ohio, and WMTC at Van Cleve, Kentucky. All three of those radio stations do not have this syndicated programming that most you find on AM radio today. Also, the uniqueness of the programming on WMTC in Van Cleve, being that it's a Christian station plus a classical music station in southeast Kentucky, is unheard of. So that's it for this month, Fred. Enjoy the magazine. See everyone later.
Well, good morning, Fred, and fellow members of the DX Audio Service. This is Johnny Ott, WAAWFH, and it's just after 11 o'clock here on the morning of Saturday, June the 8th, 1991. And here is a special piece of information that you'll probably find totally unique. We have a new radio station here in town, a radio station with a twist, especially when you find out how it was put together. And I'm sure you'll be hearing and reading about it as time goes by. Up until now, the Kalamazoo, Michigan area has not had a NOAA weather radio station. So the Kalamazoo Amateur Radio Club took upon itself the task of putting one together, and it started in 1987, and on Tuesday afternoon, June the 4th at 3:30 in the afternoon, WWF34 on 162.475 megahertz started operation, relaying the weather information from the NOAA Weather Office in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And as far as I know, this is the first and only time that amateur radio had something to do with putting a weather station on the air. And that's a 500-watt transmitter. It's located in Ostomo, about 7 miles west of Kalamazoo. So you'll want to pick that up, and of course it's on 24 hours a day. Well, we'll talk at you later. Take it easy, and keep those tapes coming. Bye.
Good afternoon, Fred, and members of the DX Audio Service. This is Mitch Pomerantz calling from Los Angeles, California. Three quick things. It is Saturday, June 8th. I've not heard any mention of a change in call letters for a station on 550 up in Bakersfield, which is now KCW. And someone mentioned to me that they didn't think they were giving out any more three-letter calls. And unless that's a partial call sign, that's what it seems like they're going on. And I've not heard any mention by Jerry Starr or anyone else. And it's been that way for some time. Second thing is I have complete sets of the audio service for 88 through now, other than December of 89, and I would like to find out if I can purchase the audio service cassettes from your beginning through 87 plus the December 89 issue, when I was a little tardy in my resubscription. If that's possible, Fred, maybe other listeners, members would be interested as well, and you can make a mention of that on the next edition. Also, I have not heard anything recently about the loop antenna. Is it still possible to purchase? I'm a very non-technical person and would be interested in acquiring one of those to go along with the new GE Super Radio, which I just got and which I love. So all of you have a good summer, and looking forward to future issues of the audio service. Take care.
Hi, Fred, John, and all the rest of the DXers. This is Jerry Gabrielli from Belmar, New Jersey. I've been a member for close on to 4 years, but this is the first time I've ever called. First of all, for Dale Hamm, the name of that musical selection is Down Yonder. And I very much would like to have a band scan of places other than the contiguous United States. Alaska, Hawaii, the British Isles, Australia, New Zealand, even Tasmania, if they do anything. And I'd be very interested to know in all those places, what do AMDXers do, if anything? Thanks very much for all the good work.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. And first, I'd like to identify the song that John Bulker was asking about on the June DX audio service. That song played on the piano, I believe, is called Down Yonder. Now, Fred asked us to talk about our three favorite radio stations that we most listen to. Well, here in Miami, I really can't come up with three radio stations that are outstanding. So I'm going to talk instead about three radio stations that were outstanding from my past. First of all, CBL Toronto on 740, which I listened to a lot while growing up in Western New York. Secondly, WBAI, Pacifica Radio in New York at 99.5, which always had a lot of interesting political programs and music programs during the 2 years I lived in Manhattan. And secondly, the old WHBI on 105.9, also in New York, which I used to listen to during that time because of their many interesting foreign language programs and other sort of time-brokered programs. You never knew what you'd find on WBAI or WHBI as you tuned by.
Hi there, Mike Dukin from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, with a couple of things. A couple of months ago on the audio service, it was mentioned about the disappearance of KQAQ 970 in Austin, Minnesota. Well, here's what's going on. KQAQ ceased operations on March 15th of this year, and what they decided to do, the parent company thought they'd put them back on the air beginning Sunday, May 5th, so that was a month ago, and they're now on 1 day a week from 7 a.m. till 2 p.m. Apparently, the announcer they have is must be one of the people that I recognize as probably one of the longest people on there. I think his name is Don Franz, and he comes on with in the early morning with church services and hymns and stuff like that till 11, and then at 11 o'clock he has an hour of old-time radio shows, and then from noon until 2, he has what's called the Sunday Dance Party, which is mainly, old-time jazz and swing music and old obscure Duke Ellington things that I never heard before, and then at 2 o'clock they go off. Now, they're going to do this until the station is sold. And then are telling what to do after that. But as of last week, nothing has, no new news on the station as of last week. So that's the latest on KQAQ in Austin. And briefly, I could have reported on this earlier, but WTCN in Stillwater, Minnesota on 1220 is silent. I thought maybe they were on low power, but I was through there about a month ago, and they're definitely gone. So that's it.
Hi, friends. Jim Snowbarker from Central Iowa reporting on what my favorite radio stations are from this area. Would definitely be, as number one, WMT on 600 from Cedar Rapids, 5 kilowatt non-directional daytime, directional to the northwest at night. Mostly because they're a block programming-oriented station, a lot of different kinds of programs for different population segments, news, talk, kind of stuff. A lot of variety on there. good station. A lot of creative people work there. WHO, then in Des Moines, 1040 would be, of course, the second, because they're also News Talk and have a lot of different feature programs. And everybody else in the area is pretty much like everybody else in the whole world. So, not much to be said there. Those are the two biggies, though. See you next month. Happy DXing.
Hi, this is Malcolm Kaufman in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Offering, if not two of my favorite AM stations, at least two fairly interesting AM stations, both coincidentally taking BBC News feeds. WICE 550 Pawtucket, Rhode Island is an oldies station with a very heavy news and information commitment, carrying several times a day BBC News on the hour, also CBS News on other hours, Mutual on many half hours, and local news briefs every 10 minutes. Then there's WADN 1120 in Concord, Massachusetts. Again, also a BBC affiliate, a commercial station. They carry a BBC News Hour weeknights at 7 and have two additional hours of public radio type informational programming, including the first half hour monitor radio at 8 and, as it happens, from CBC at 8:30, and then assorted transcription programs throughout the week at 9:30. They also carry CBC's Sunday Morning, Sundays from 9 to noon. This, again, is a commercial station which takes programming on a syndicated basis from APR. They are a commercial folk station, the only one in the country. Very interesting station. And while on the subject of radio in this area, a probable upcoming format change will be at WEEI 590 AM, which is expected to go from all news to largely all sports sometime in the late summer or early fall.
Hi, this is Betty Passananti from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My brother is an avid DX member, and he allows me to share in his good fortune, for which I'm grateful. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. As I said, this is June 13th, 1991, and I have a change in format to report, which is going to take effect as of August 15th. Radio 560 AM, which has been simulcasting with the WEEZ FM, and it's been called Easy 101 for a while, playing basically soft rock, 60s to 90s soft favorites, is going to switch to, it's going to leave the FM simulcast, have new call letters, which I don't know as yet, and switch back to what we've missed in Philadelphia for a while, good old-fashioned elevator music. Dare I say it, Mantovani might be featured. We haven't had it. Actually, this Easy 101 used to be sort of similar to that, and then it went soft rock, so we really haven't had any strictly easy listening for quite a while. I don't know whether that's good, bad, or indifferent. Actually, WFIL on 560 years ago was very famous for our rock and roll, pop explosion type things. You know, Philadelphia was Bobby Rydell and Fabian and Bandstand, like, was pretty active back in the 50s and 60s for popular music, but a lot of that has evolved over the years. Anyway, as of August 15th, we're going elevator music on Radio 560 AM with new call letters, and I'll try to report as more details come in and we get the actual new call letters. Love the mag. Thanks a lot.
Hi, Fred, and other audio service subscribers. This is Doug Hunsinger in Silver Spring, Maryland. Just wanting to comment on my, I guess, two favorite AM radio stations here in the Washington, D.C. area, and the reasons that they are. I guess probably the most, it's a toss-up, between 1600 WINX in Rockville. And the reason I like that station is because of the music format. It plays basically top 40 from the 60s to the 90s. And it's all local programming. You don't see that much on AM anymore, so it certainly is nice to at least hear it on one radio station. Although I don't listen to much of the music, it's still up there as one of my favorite AMs. And the other would be WMAL at 6:30 because of its mostly local programming, with the exception of Rush, which which is a good reason for having dials on radios for tuning to other stations. But anyway, most of their programming is local, and their news coverage is excellent, probably the best in the Washington area. And they have good sports coverage of hockey and basketball as well. Anyway, that's what I think as far as AM. It'll be pretty exciting to hear what other people think. No new radio changes here. WNTL at 10:30's had some trouble. They were off a few days and back on pretty weak at present. Be looking forward to the next issue, and take care.
Greetings to all members of the NRC DX Audio Service. This is Rick Dow calling in from Iowa City, Iowa, home of the Hawkeyes, on the first day of summer, June 21st, 1991. I'm here to clear up a rumor that has been bouncing around a small portion of the NRC. There have been some reports that I was going to plan on hosting the 1992 NRC convention. Well, I'm here to say that I've expressed an interest in holding that convention, preferably in Davenport, Iowa. As of this time, I'm preparing a slideshow, which I hope to show at this year's convention in Bridgeport. And at that time, I will test the waters of the NRC membership to see what they think about possibly holding the NRC convention in the Quad Cities in 1992, so that we can go rolling on the river. Randy Michaels in Jefferson City, Missouri. If you're ever up this way, stop in and say hi. Dan Perrin in Michigan, you're unID'd. On 930 is WTAD Quincy, Illinois. They are a daytime visitor here in Iowa City. And Tom Likens in Louisa, Kentucky. Are you coming to Bridgeport this year? I look on the map and you're not too far away. Anyway, I hope to see many of you in Bridgeport, 73 and good DX.
Good morning, Fred, and all DX Audio Service subscribers. This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, reporting to you on June 25th, 1991 at 7:45 a.m. There is a new station now on 760 kilocycles called WVNE, which stands for We're the Voice of New England, the Christian Voice of New England, from Wollester, Worcester. It must have just come on this morning. So there you have it, the newest station in Massachusetts, WVNE 760, Leicester, Worcester. That is all. Good luck. Thank you much.
And thank you, Paul. I'd like to answer some of the mail here at the DX Audio Service concerning some of the questions that you've asked. First of all, on the back issues of the DX Audio Service, I have all the masters for the DX Audio Service here, but to order up a back issue of the DX Audio Service, you need to specify the month and year of the issue that which you are looking for, and then send $3 per issue to the National Radio Club headquarters. The address up there is Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. You can also order by credit card by calling Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, at area code 608-423-4159. And he'll be glad to take an order for back issues of the DX Audio Service. That also goes for, say, the back issue of the After Hours edition, too. If you didn't pick up a copy of that, you can also order one there. Just keep in mind, that's for the cassette. It's $7 for the reel-to-reel. On the loop, here is the story on what's going on with the loop. I've temporarily put off some production of the loop until around the time of the National Radio Club Convention. I have a few models which are going out as promised to people. But there's a new version of it which will be out by NRC time. So we'll have details on that, as well as a working edition, hopefully by the National Radio Club Convention coming up over Labor Day. Now, I have one thing I should have called in, because I just realized by looking at the membership roster that we have a lot of talented people in there. In putting together our new facility here, I'm looking to update some of our electronics and also some of our music here at the studio. And if anyone has worked with MIDI, and if anyone works with keyboard instruments, such as the Roland D50 and some of the samplers, I'd like to hear from you. Just drop me a card or a letter here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. I'd just like to find out some information on how I could set myself up here at the DX Audio Service Studios with possibly like a Roland D50 or D70. Specifically, I'm looking for something which will do audio sampling, where I can sample my voice via keyboard and then play it back in pitch. And also a MIDI unit. I have several Amiga computers here, which are slated for MIDI operation, but I just need to talk with somebody or correspond with somebody who has a little bit more knowledge on the subject than myself. So you can write to me at Great Northern Broadcast Company, and I'd be glad to hear from you, and maybe we can work some kind of deal out or something for some back issues or whatever. Well, that's just about it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1991. You have all the information up to date on the convention. Feel free to write to Bill Swieger at Route 1, Box 142A in Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330. If you have any questions concerning the convention, I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer them for you. And like I say, if you want to pay by credit card, give Mike a call. You have the phone number, which we just gave out for National Radio Club headquarters up in Cambridge, Wisconsin. That's it. We'll see you in 30 days on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service 73. And good DX, and stay out of trouble, will you?